The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
This is your host, Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor, coming at you again today with another income topic. You know, we've talked about this topic many times before, but I want to revisit this topic. And the reason why, you know, we air these radio shows every week, of course, and I see what people call us the most on with the most questions. And it seems undeniably the scenario that people will call us the most on Social Security. It seems to be a topic that are on most people's mind. People are more concerned about how to claim on Social Security. So I wanted to revisit this topic again because it's a topic that it's important. You know, our goal on this radio show is income. Well, you know, when we visit the topic of Social Security, and as I do my meetings every week with people, I see that Social Security is playing a major part in most people's retirement income. So claiming and utilizing the right strategy is critical. I mean, it's not something you should look at. It's something you really need to take a look at. For instance, we run through our office, we purchase a software program that we use for our planning and our income planning with our clients. We've worked with five different software programs, landed on this one, and it will run an analysis. And I've seen in many cases, the analysis make $100,000, $200,000. Heck, I've seen it make $400,000 and $500,000 differences over a person's claiming time frame, you know, from age, say, 67 or 66, whatever is full retirement age, until 85 or 90. I mean, it's made a huge difference. So, you know, one of the things that I've always said is by running these analyses, if I am able to allow people to extract another $100,000 or $200,000 out of Social Security, I will go to my grave feeling like I did something good. Social Security started back in the 1930s, and it was always meant to be a subsidy to retirement. Unfortunately, many people today are using it as a main source of retirement income. It amounts to quite a lot. Matter of fact, if you take a Social Security check, a $2,000 a month Social Security check, and you run that check out for 10 years, it's going to come out to $302,689. If you run that check out for 30 years, it's going to be over $1 million. So it's worth taking time spending talking about this topic. So I want to revisit again on this because I know a lot of people have a lot of questions with the recent congressional changes. What is the best strategy? And we're going to go through a little bit of those strategies today. But I want to spend a little time talking about the importance of using the right strategy. So with no further ado, let's launch off into Social Security. Let's talk first about the security of Social Security. I see a lot of people wanting to run out and claim on Social Security. Reason why is because they're afraid it's going to go bankrupt. Well, let me tell you, right now, we don't have to really fear that taking place. Matter of fact, the OASDI, the Old Age and Social Security and Disability Trust Fund, in 2014, 12/31 of 2014, had almost $2.78 trillion in it. Now it's got $2.81 trillion in it. Here's the facts. In 2015, the net income of Social Security was $920 billion. The expenditures out of Social Security were $897 billion. There was a $23 billion net increase. Now, listening to that, billions of dollars. Well, here's the only issue. I will say it is becoming less profitable. Matter of fact, I do Social Security workshops, and I've changed that slide three times that I use. I'm looking at it right now. It used to be $53 billion just a couple of years ago. Then it was $35 billion. Now it's down to $23 billion. So Social Security does have some issues it's going to have to deal with. Matter of fact, in 2010, the net income versus the expenditures passed one another. The net expenditures exceeded the income. Matter of fact, if it continues on the way that it's on, in year 2034, we're going to see what could be a 20% drop in Social Security checks. Now, Congress is in the process of introducing changes, and of course the elimination of file and suspend was one of those changes to help them eliminate this problem. Some of the other changes that they're putting on right now, and some are happening and some they're thinking about, increase the maximum earnings subject to Social Security. Right now it's $118,500. So if you make over $118,500, you don't have to pay Social Security tax on that amount over that. They're looking at raising the normal retirement age. Heck, they're doing that right now. Lowering benefits for future retirees. Reducing or impossibly eliminating cost of living increases. So there's several changes that are coming down the pike. But the good news is for people that are in their mid-60s right now, the baby boomer crowd out there right now, your benefits are not likely to be affected by this Social Security reform. So that's good news. So Social Security is secure. So the reason I emphasize this, I hate it when I see people run out at 62 to claim on Social Security because they think it's going to go under. Don't do that. Simply don't do that. If you need the money, that's one thing. But if you don't need the money, it can definitely pay you to wait. One of the things I want to do, especially in this time of giving and so forth like that, and I want to put in people's hands something, and I mention this often every week, something that you can really take advantage of. It doesn't really talk a lot about Social Security in this book, but it talks about, you know, Social Security is just part of your overall planning process. Everything, all of your investments, when you retire and you're getting close to retirement age, it truly becomes all about income. There's a book that I've run across, I promote it almost on a weekly basis, a book called Return on Principle. 7 core values to help protect you in good times and bad. It's written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. He talks about the importance of investments producing income. It's not all about growth anymore when you hit 65 and you have to take income out. You don't want to be selling shares in retirement. You want them to produce income. So for the first 5 callers, I'm going to give that book away. If you'll give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966, we'd like to give that book to you, put it in your hands, give you something to read and talk about. But if you are concerned about your Social Security strategy, feel free to give us a call. We can run one of these analyses, I guess that's the proper term, and put them in your hands. We have the software to do it, and we'd be more than happy to do it. We're going to need a couple of numbers from you. It's your Social Security, what's called PIA, primary insurance amount, and I'll talk to you more about that as we go on here. But give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. We can run the analysis. We can put the book in your hands. So if you're concerned about whether or not you're about to claim on the right strategy or what is the right strategy, feel free to give us a call. Now, I want to, like I said, come back to Social Security and talk about some of the other aspects of it. Those aspects being several questions that retirees have about it. Question number one, we find, how much can you expect to receive? Well, it depends on a couple of things. It depends on how much you've earned over your working career and the age at which you apply for benefits. So what happens is with Social Security, the point in which you decide to claim, they will calculate your payment and pay that to you for life. So at the point in which you claim, you stop the growth of it and you get that payment for life. A lot of people know that, but they don't really understand how Social Security checks are calculated. A lot of people think, well, they calculate them the day I take them. If I take them at 67, they calculate it that day. Actually, at age 62, each year's earnings are tallied up and they're indexed to come up with what's called your average income monthly earnings. They take the highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with your averaged income monthly earnings. They take that number and divide it by what's called Ben points, three Ben points to calculate your Social Security check. That's how they basically come up with it. Now, kind of some of the nuances of Social Security to give you an idea. Most of you already know this. Some of you may not. If you take it early, you will get penalized. For most people listening to this show right now, your full retirement age, FRA, or your PIA, primary insurance amount at full retirement age, and what you're going to get, PIA stands for what you're going to get in the way of a monthly check from Social Security. You know, if your full retirement age is 66, you're going to get 100% of it. But if you take it at 62, you're going to get about a 25% reduction. If your full retirement age is 67 and you take it at 62, you're going to get about a 30% reduction in your check. Now, a lot of people think that if I were to take a smaller check over a longer period of time, I'll get more money. Well, that would work, except for the fact that when you hit full retirement age and you let Social Security delay, it grows at 8% per year. So if you were to wait from 66 to 70, instead of getting 100% of your check, you're going to get 132%. And that's 8% a year times 4 years. Now, if you have a full retirement age of 67 and you wait till 70, you're going to get 124% of your full retirement age Social Security check. So sometimes it's worth waiting. Now, I want to kind of get into this next part of the show and talk about spousal benefits. So I wanted to really kind of, again, speak of this topic again, because a lot of people have a lot of questions about this. But again, if you have questions about Social Security, or you want this free analysis run for you that will tell you basically the strategy in which you should utilize, you and your spouse utilize, give us a call, 800-611-1966. And again, for the first five callers, I want to put a book in your hand by the name of the Seven Core Values, written by a fellow friend of mine by the name of David Scranton, talking about seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Return on Principles is the name of the book. Give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, for the first five callers, we want to put that book in your hands. We are going to have to take a break, but we will be right back and talk about some of the other nuances pertaining to Social Security and how spousal benefits can affect your check. Hang on, we'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
To schedule a free, no obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, this is the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, coming back at you, talking today about Social Security. You know, before the break there, we talked about the security of Social Security. We talked about how Social Security is going to be around. A lot of people are afraid it's going to go out of business. The OSDI Trust Fund is going to go out. It's not going to happen. Think about it. I mean, any president that would let that happen on their watch, the ramifications of that would be tremendous, egregious almost. So that's not really a fear of mine, and I've done a lot of research on this. A lot of people wonder, how does Social Security work? We talked about that before the break. At the point in which you claim, the amount of the check is devised at that point, calculated at that point, and then it stays that way forever. We talked about the bend points and how they actually come up with a Social Security check. But now I want to spend a little time talking about spousal benefits. Now, a lot of people think that this ship has sailed. You know, they've heard from their friends, you know, the best strategies are gone. Well, that's not true. Spousal benefits are still alive and well. In other words, your spouse can claim a spousal benefit on you. And if you're going to get $2,000 a month, they can claim on you and get $1,000 a month. Basically, a spousal benefit is one half of the primary worker's full retirement age Social Security. You can also take a spousal benefit on the lower spouse. So if you got a husband or wife, whoever, who their highest income earner, $2,000 a month, the other person at $1,000 a month on Social Security, the $2,000 a month person could claim on the $1,000 a month person and get $500 a month. Now, why would you ever want to do that and take a less check, lower check? $2,000 a month PIA person will allow their check to ride at 8% per year, and then they can come back to that in the future. Now, the catch to this now is the person who's being claimed on, in other words, the person who is producing the spousal benefit, so to speak, has to actually claim. They used to be able to file and, of course, suspend. Now they have to actually be taking their check. So it's still there. It's just not quite as robust as it used to be. But if you've got questions on this, if you're unsure, hey, who should be taking what on whom, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, I want to promote the software that we use for our planning on our clients. We'll do it free of charge. No catches, no gotchas. We'll email the report to you. It's a free Social Security analysis that we will run. We need a couple of numbers from you. Your what's called PIAs. You can actually get that off of the Social Security site. And when you give us those numbers on you and your spouse, we'll run it through the software and tell you exactly the strategy that you should use. A 27-page report. Typically, it will show people about a $300,000 to $400,000 difference between strategy one and strategy two. So if you're curious as to what strategy would work for you, give us a call. We'll run that for you free of charge. Now let's take a look at some other items pertaining to Social Security. Let's talk about divorced spouse benefits. A lot of people think when you divorce, it's over. Well, it's not true. If the marriage lasted at least 10 years, you can go back and claim on that person, assuming a few things. You got to remain unmarried, and you can go back and claim on them. Basically, that's really the long and the short of it. You got to remain unmarried, and you can go back if you were married for more than 10 years or more, you can go back and claim on them. A lot of people don't know this. They think the divorce, everything's over now. Now, some of the rules for divorced spouse benefits, more than one ex-spouse can receive benefits on the same worker. Benefits paid to one ex-spouse do not affect those paid to the worker. The worker isn't even notified, the primary worker. So again, this is a strategy that a lot of people don't know exists, and in fact, it can help you in your planning. Another benefit with Social Security that people are unaware of and not fully aware of how it works are survivor benefits. Survivor benefits basically means, I'll give you an example, if Joe and Julie are married and both are over full retirement age, Joe's PI is 2,000, Julie's is 1,200, or Joe's full retirement check is 2,000, Julie's is 1,200, and Joe dies, Julie gets 2,000 a month. So you can move up to the higher Social Security check. So this is an important thing. You know, sometimes you end up in a divorce situation. You don't get remarried. You can go back and claim a divorce benefit on them, get half the check, and if that person dies, you get the full check. So it's sometimes good to stay in contact with them, you know, because that check could change in amounts. So again, this is some useful information. So some of the rules for survivor benefits are the couple must have been married at least 9 months. Doesn't have to be 10 years in this situation. Survivor must be at least 60 for reduced benefits or 50 if disabled. Survivor benefits not available if the widower remarries. So you have to remain unmarried. So again, if you're not sure what strategy would work for you, if you're not sure about these divorce benefits, you're not sure about survivor benefits, give us a call. We will be more than happy to run you an analysis. The analysis is free of charge. We can email it to you. We need a few numbers from you in order to run this. No catches, no gotchas, free of charge. And it will tell you, a 27-page report will tell you what strategy will work best for you. We run, I literally have counted them, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, over 300 reports for people, helping them get more money out of Social Security. One thing you got to understand, Social Security, if you call them, does not strategize. They do not do any situational planning for you. They'll tell you your amounts, but they're not going to tell you what strategy will work best. You got to understand, at the end of the day, they know they got a problem too. I believe they want to keep as much money as they can internally. But bottom line, we can run this analysis for you. And as I mentioned in the first break, and we're going to have to take another one here. For the first five callers, I want to put a book in your hands that will help you take the remaining money that you've got and create income out of it. That's what the entire topic of this show is about, income. It's a book called Return on Principal, 7 Core Values to Help Protect You in Good Times and Bad, written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton. If you're one of the first five callers, we'd like to put that book in your hand. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. If, however, you just want the analysis, give us a call and just tell them analysis. We'll get some numbers from you and run the analysis for you. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. Hold on. We'll be right back. Talk about some more details pertaining to Social Security in a minute. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assist you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our 7-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Thursday, March 22nd, or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Thursday, March 22nd, or Tuesday, March 27th, 6:30 p.m. at the Liberty Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
This is Mark Falter coming back at you, the Retirement Income Doctor, talking today about Social Security. Before the break, we talked about spousal benefits, decedent benefits. We talked about the security of Social Security. If you're thinking about running out there and claiming on Social Security because you think it's going to go bankrupt, don't. It's healthier than you'd think. But I want to take the third part of this show and talk about some of the strategies. Now, I can't hit them all. That's what we've got the software for, and the software will run you an analysis to tell you what would work best for you. I want to talk and highlight a few of the strategies for you. One is, I like to refer to, the maximization strategy. The maximization strategy. It's where the lower earning spouses, full retirement Social Security is more than 50% of the higher earning spouse. In a scenario like that, both spouses delay until age 70, but one spouse wants to take advantage of the spousal benefits. You're going to want to go do that on the spousal benefit. What this does is allows you to maximize your lifetime benefits over the average or long life expectancy if you have one. Another strategy I like to talk about is called the hybrid strategy. It's where the lower earning spouse's full retirement age check is less than 50% of the higher earnings spouse's full retirement check. In this case, the lower earning spouse claims early, the higher earning spouse claims at 70, generates income sooner. So a couple of different strategies, but again, the software will run an analysis for you to tell you what is the best strategy for you. So if you're curious what strategy might work for you, give us a call, 800-611-1966. We'd be more than happy to run that analysis for you, email it to you, put it in your hands to tell you the best strategy to use, 800-611-1966. One of the things I can't help but talk about is we run on average of about two Social Security workshops a month, where I basically taking an hour and a half workshop right now and jamming it down in about 30 minutes with breaks. So obviously I can't hit every point, but if you really want to sit down and learn about Social Security, give us a call, get into one of our workshops, free of charge, educational workshops, and give us a call at 800-611-1966, and we'll give you an idea of when those workshops are coming up, 800-611-1966. Now, one of the final things that I want to talk about today is, especially as we're dealing with taxes, I want to talk about the taxation of Social Security. A A lot of people ask me, is Social Security taxable? Matter of fact, when I do my workshops, I talk about this. I ask the group, how many of you think Social Security is taxable? How many of you don't? Well, you're both right. It depends. It depends on a thing called provisional income. Your provisional income is basically your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security benefits. And that number, if you're married, if you're under $32,000, no tax on Social Security. If it's between $32,000 and $44,000, up to 50% of your Social Security can be taxed. If it's over $44,000, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. If you're single, it's under $25,000, zero. $25,000 to $34,000, and over $34,000, it can be up to 85% of your Social Security check can be taxable. Now, why is this important? Because if you're 69 and you haven't taken Social Security check yet, or you're 70, you're taking Social Security, and you have to take out those pesky required minimum distributions. Well, guess what that does? It raises the amount of your Social Security check that will be taxable. So now, you not only have to pay taxes on the distribution, but you have to increase the amount of your Social Security that is taxable. So again, if you're not sure what strategy will work or what your taxation will be, give us a call, 800-611-1966. And again, for the first five callers that call in, I'd love to put a book in your hands called Return on Principal. This talks about creating income out of all of your portfolio. It's not all about growth. It's just about income. The seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Return on Principal. It's a $25 book if you want to go on Amazon and buy it, or you can give us a call. We'll put it in your hands for the first five callers. Again, 800-611-1966. A little bit about investments. You know, in many cases, if there's longevity in your family, you know, you're going to live for a while. We talked about the security of Social Security. It almost pays to wait. Now, what that means is if you're planning on retiring early, early being before age 70, and you're wanting to wait on Social Security, you've got to get income from somewhere. Well, that income will typically come from investments. So, this is one of the reasons why I like to hand out this book, because it tells you how you can actually take those investments and gear them toward income as opposed to growth. And here's the thing. If you're waiting past age 66, you're getting an 8% increase on your Social Security check. So my question for you is, what do you have in your portfolio that is paying an 8% guaranteed return, grows every year, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government? Probably nothing. And that's why it's worth waiting sometimes. But you've got to have the rest of the portfolio geared for income. You know, you can gear it for growth if you want to. But here's the situation. You know, you've heard me talk about this several times before. You know, we've become enamored lately with the market. The market's been kind of going up a little bit lately. But you got to understand, this is a short-term thing. If you go back and you study the historical trends of the market goes through very predictable and repeatable times. Very predictable and repeatable times. There's two time frames that the market seems to go through if you study history. We call them secular bear markets and bull markets. Secular bears typically will last about 20 to 25 years. The market will gyrate sideways and then go into a bull market. Well, from 1900 to 1919, we had our first secular bear trend where the market went sideways. 1920 through 29, we had our first major bull market. 1930 through 54, another secular bear trend. And 55 through 61, another bull market. Now, 62 through 81 was another sideways trend. And 82 through 99, we all remember that. Market had the best growth in the market's history. And what happened in year 2000? We went into another time frame. Well, let me tell you something about the market. If you're investing for growth right now, the market has had two downturns since 1999. Well, if you research these last three frames of time that we went through, these secular bear trends, every single other one of them has had at least three plus downturns. Matter of fact, they've had five and six many of these time frames. Matter of fact, We've never come out of one of these in less than 20 years. We've never come out with only two corrections. So if the market continued to go up, it would be literally several Guinness Book of World Records set. First time it's ever done it in less than 20 years. First time it's ever done it with only two corrections. Highly, highly unlikely. So what does that mean to you? Well, if you're planning on taking income out of your investments to let Social Security delay and make those 8% gains on Social Security, you really need to get this book in your hands on how you can take and strategize that portfolio where it can produce income for you and buy you some time so you can wait till 70. So again, I'd like to put that book in your hand for the first five callers. It's called The Return on Principal, The Seven Core Values to Help Protect You in Good Times and Bad, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Again, our telephone number is 800-611-1966. If you're unsure of what strategy would work for you, give us a call. We'll run the analysis free of charge. No catches, no gotchas, anything. We just need a few numbers from you, your PIAs, both you and your spouse. Again, 800-611-1966. And again, before we end our show today, I can't help but talk to you a little bit about the analysis that we run, but also the workshops that we do. We run about two workshops a month, every month, where we talk about Social Security. We do them in public environments such as libraries, such as community centers. We do these as educational, give backs to the community type things where we educate on Social Security. The workshop takes about an hour and a half. You'll learn more about Social Security in that hour and a half than you've ever cared to know. So give us a call. You can actually find when our schedule for these workshops is, or you can go to our website. Our phone number is again, 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. And again, the website that you can check us out on is
www.retirementincomedoctor.com.
And that's all the time we've got for today. I just wanted to come back and revisit this. We found that so many people have so many questions. I wanted to revisit this topic because it seems to be the topic we get the most calls on. And I wanted to open up that service of giving these analyses out, also show you how you can get the rest of the portfolio geared toward income and put that book in your hands, Return on Principal, The Seven Core Values to Help Protect You in Good Times and Bad. Again, for the first five callers, we'd like to give that book to you. Again, 800-611-1966. We appreciate all those loyal listeners that listen to us every week. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. I'll be right back.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principal, The Seven Core Values on How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Be one of the first five callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principal. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principal, The Seven Core Values on How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Welcome to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. I am your host, Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you have clothing in your closet that you kind of put away for months and then it worked its way into years and, you know, basically it went out of style and then you held on to it long enough. You either had it back far enough that you'd forgotten about it, but you basically had it long enough that all of a sudden things come back around and boom, it's back in style again. Well, let me tell you something. The same is true with most things in life. I mean, think about it. Look at cars. Look at automobiles, the body style of automobiles. You can see them going back to the ways that they were 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it becoming popular again. And the same is particularly true when it comes to investments. See, we always talk in this show of why investing for income is a better idea than investing for growth. Let me tell you something. The concept of investing for income and not growth is by no stretch of the imagination a new concept. I meet with clients literally every day of the week. And sometimes, especially the new clients, will ask me, you know, Mark, what are these concepts you're talking about? These interest-bearing, dividend-paying concepts that you're talking about? Well, you know what? They're not new. They've been around forever. You know, it's something that our parents taught us. And tell me if you can relate to this. How many times did your parents tell you, take the interest, don't touch the principal? Take the interest, don't touch the principal. It's a concept that's been around for the ages. It's a concept that's been tried and proven. You know, these things that we've been talking about or we talk about on this show have been around for years. You know, as clients say to me, these are brand new ideas. These concepts have been around for years, hundreds of years, actually. But the bottom line is these concepts have come back in style. I mean, just like those clothes in your closet, just like that automobile fender, it's come back in style. Think about something for a minute. Most of the listeners to this radio show were not active in the financial markets 40 years ago. Think about it for a minute. When did most of your experience come in the financial markets? Really in the last 15 to 20 years. 30, 40 years ago, you didn't have two nickels to rub together. So in many ways, your paradigm and what you think about the market really consists of the stock market. Why? Because the last 15 to 20 years has been popular. Sometimes in life, it's our earliest paradigms that shape our future and shape the way we think. Well, guess what? 40 years ago, I mean, it was 1976. And guess what? We had three significant drops in the bear market from 1966 to 1982. And we were through all those significant drops by 1976. You know, the market started coming back up again. And, you know, it had a few small drops after that. But, you know, the markets didn't really do that badly in the late 70s. We had a few drops. But from 1982 to year 2000, the stock market went up 17-fold during that time frame. You got that right, 17-fold during that time frame. So for most people, the earliest paradigm became the stock market. That's what they know. Matter of fact, that's all they know. I mean, they're used to the thought process of the more money that I put in the stock market, the more money I make. The old thought that I hear a lot of people come in my office with, risk equals reward. Risk equals reward. You know, we buy into these concepts that we believe as the bedrock of our absolute truths in the investing arena, but let me tell you something, risk equals reward. Tell that to the guy that had all his money in the stock market in 2008. Ask him if risk equals reward. But the point I'm trying to get across is that it's our earliest paradigms that seem to shape our beliefs for the future. So, if you find yourself stuck in the 90s mentally, stuck in the process that, like I see a lot of people, I have two choices with my money, they think. I either have it all in the market, or I take it all and put it in the bank. And the banks aren't paying anything. So why not have it in the market? I mean, if you're stuck in the 90s mentally, or if you find all of your money is in the stock market, or worse yet, you find all of your money is stuck in mutual funds, give us a call. I'm more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and give you some concepts that you might be able to institute in your portfolio and take some advantage of. Give us a call, phone number 800-611-1966, again, 800-611-1966. But feel free to give me a call and we can show you some ideas that will help cure that addiction to the stock market. You know, I call it stuck in the 80s and 90s mentally. You know, and I talk about your earliest paradigms is what shapes your beliefs and actions. But the fact of the matter is, there is a term for all this. You know, psychologists call this a normalcy bias. Again, a normalcy bias. A normalcy bias is basically this. We have the belief that things are going to go back to the way that it was. Think about the generation before us. And some of you here might be here listening to the radio show. You might be in your 80s or 90s. People who remember the Great Depression quite well. And you can remember how tough things were during the Great Depression. You know, it's funny. I'll occasionally be doing a workshop and I'll have a few people in the audience that are in their 80s and 90s, and I'll, say a few things that can be kind of sharp-tongued, as some of us can do once we get rolling in the middle of a workshop. And sometimes my staff will say, hey, that may have been too tough for you to say to them. And I think to myself, give me a break. These people have been through a world war. They've been through stuff we've never even imagined. They can for sure handle that. I mean, these people have seen the breadlines. They've seen the World War. They've seen the Great Depression, some of them. And I usually turn around and say to them, I'm not going to treat them like babies. They're tougher than we are. I mean, they experienced the Great Depression. They remember this stuff. I mean, if I would have talked to these people in the late 40s, a team of wild horses couldn't have gotten them to invest in the stock market. They remember what it's like to go through that depression. They remember what it's like to lose 90% of their investments. I mean, if we in our 50s and 60s were to ask that generation what we should be doing with our money, and we're telling them, listen, I'm thinking about putting 70-75% of it in the stock market, like a lot, most advisors teach, they would tell you you're crazy, you're nuts. Lots of different things. I mean, if you could take that generation and you could tap into the collective wisdom of that generation and tell them, I've got 75 to 80% of my money in the stock market. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think they'd tell you? They'd tell you things like you're nuts. Get out. Matter of fact, they might even tell you to bury it in the backyard. Now, why would they tell a 50-year-old that? Why would a 90-year-old tell a 50-year-old that? Because that 90-year-old has a normalcy bias that the stock market doesn't work. They saw it. They lived through it. But on the flip side of that, that 50-year-old, 60-year-old has a normalcy bias. What's that normalcy bias? It's the normalcy bias that you're stuck in the 90s mentally, that you think the stock market does work, that it will pay off. It always goes up. Don't get out. Don't rock the boat. I mean, this is the stuff that your advisors have taught you. I mean, how many times have you heard the old saying, when the market goes down and like it did in 2002, in 2008, What does your advisor tell you? Hang in there. It'll come back. Why? Because they all drank the same Kool-Aid. I mean, they all went to the same class. Truth is, they don't know anything else. Heck, I've even seen some 75 and 80-year-olds that are stuck in the 90s mentally. You know, back in the 1940s and 50s, there were advisors back then the same as there are today, and they had just come out of that depressionary state. And there was a rule formulated, a rule called the Rule of 100. Now, how many of you have ever heard of a thing called the Rule of 100? Never hear about it today. What is the Rule of 100? You take your age minus 100, and that number you get is the maximum you should ever even think about having in the market. So that 70, 65-year-old that I visit with that has 80% or 85% in the market because their well-meaning advisor told them to do that, it's like I tell them, you have a perfect portfolio for a 25-year-old when you've got 75% of your money in the market. You know, because of the 80s and 90s, they've taken this Rule of 100 and they've literally just thrown it out the window. You hardly ever hear about it anymore. So if this is the type of teaching that you're hearing from your advisor, the type of concepts, stay in the market, don't rock the boat, don't get out, hang in there, it'll come back. If this is the type of stuff you're hearing when the market goes down, give me a call. Again, no cost, no obligation. I can give you some information that can, at least you could use to mention to your advisor to help you play it more safe. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. So it's quite interesting here. I mean, if you were to ask a person, you know, 100 years ago, somebody that works on the farm, or maybe even a little further than 100 years ago. So if you would have talked to some of these people that were on the farm and you'd have said, you know, we got these chickens, we got these cows, these dairy cows, and, you know, we've got a choice. We could either eat the cows, eat the chickens, or we could live off of the eggs and live off of the milk. And you were to ask that farmer, which concept should I follow? What do you think they're going to tell you? I mean, if you can live off the milk, you can live off the eggs, you can live off it for a long, long time. But if the day you decide you want to have chicken for dinner, those eggs stop. Now, the same concept is true with your money. If you're investing for income, you're eating the eggs, not the chicken. You're taking the interest, not the principal. I mean, we've been brainwashed over the last 20, 30 years that, hey, you know, the market's going up a little bit. We can tap into some of that principal. No big problem. I mean, their advisors are telling you things like, you don't need to live off that interest. You can go ahead and sell some principal. Market's going up. Market always goes up. I mean, the bottom line they're telling you is if you invest in something that appreciates, you can sell some of that principal. And then use the money, and then next year you can sell some more of that principal and do the same thing. And then most years you can get away with it. It won't be a problem. You know, maybe I'll leave a little cash on the sidelines in case I need a little cash, you know, in a year or two. Well, again, that's eating the chicken, not the egg. That's eating the milk cow, not the milk itself or the dairy product. You know, people from that generation would understand that. Now, here's the point. Am I talking about brand new things? No. I'm talking about things that were in fashion many, many years in the past. But these things that have gotten out of fashion, and now they're back in fashion again. You know, just kind of like that, those bell-bottom jeans that hung around in your closet, or that sequin dress, or those hot pants. Or that leisure suit from the 1970s. I mean, it was in style, went back out of style, and if you hang on to it long enough, it'll come back in style again. Truth be told, hopefully not. The concept of investing for income that was in style in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, well, I got news for you. It's coming back in style. Again, I appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate all those loyal listeners out there. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Again, our phone number is 800-611-1966. This is Mark Falter signing off for another week. The Retirement Income Doctor. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.